Are these two crimes related? That's my main question.
There are no indications that they are at this point, other than both of them were either in possession of or had ingested the same type of drug. So now we don't have any indication that that there's any connection.
Okay, well, please tell me about what happened with the car.
Okay, on that particular instance, shortly after midnight this morning, one of our officers was on patrol in the 200 block of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. He stopped a vehicle for a speeding violation in that area. He made contact with the driver, and speaking to them, he observed what he knew through his training experience to be gang-related tattoos. He inquired of the driver if he had a gang affiliation. It was informed that he did. The officer requested consent to search the vehicle, which point the individual did agree to let the officer search his vehicle. In speaking with him, he informed the officer that there was a firearm in the vehicle. Subsequent to the officer searching the vehicle, he located not only the firearm that the individual had told him about, but a quantity of what is believed to be black tar heroin, approximately 14 grams. Additionally, there were about 150 total grams of what is believed to be psilocybin mushrooms, a hallucinogenic drug. All the drugs appeared to be either packaged or were being prepared to be packaged for resale. So it was not an individual amount that that a person would have just for their own personal use. Because of that, because of all the factors, the Mr. Correa was arrested for the possession of the black tar heroin, the psilocybin mushrooms. Also, it was found that Mr. Correa had a felony conviction, and he was in possession of a firearm, which is also another felony charge. And so he was taken into custody on all of those charges.
All right. Now, please tell me a little bit about the man who ate the mushrooms.
Okay. In this particular instance, officers had responded to an apartment complex in the 1200 block of Harvey Road shortly before midnight in regards to a medical call. Basically, what had occurred was the reporting party had called in, stated that their boyfriend had believed that they had ingested an unknown quantity of psilocybin mushrooms and was having an adverse reaction. Our officers responded to that location to assist the fire department. The primary concern at that point was medical treatment for the individual. The individual was transported by ambulance to a local medical facility, exhibiting very strange behavior, very consistent with ingestion of hallucinogenic mushrooms. During attempts to provide medical treatment for the individual, he struck one of the emergency room nurses in the face, ripped out an IV from his arm, and began to try and run from the hospital. The officers were able to subdue him. A struggle ensued as they attempted to get him under control. They were finally able to do so, and then they resumed working on the medical treatment aspect of it. He was charged with one count of assault on emergency services personnel, and then was held there at the hospital.
And what's the maximum punishment he could face for that?
I believe that's third degree felony, so it's going to be 10 years in prison.